Good morning, my friends. We've come here today to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. My name is Chuck O'Neill. I'm the pastor of the Portland 116 Bible Church. It's my privilege to come to this place of death, this place of murder, on a weekly basis to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ as the one hope for sinners for salvation. And friends, in God's providence, He's brought you here today. He's brought you here today that you might hear the true gospel. You see, you've come today to worship Mary. You've come today to cry out, Hail Mary, full of grace. Because my friends, you're in a cult. You're in the most ancient cult on the planet. It's called Roman Catholicism. And that cult has given you another Savior. That cult has ascribed to Mary the attributes and powers of God Himself. And so you're singing worship songs to Mary. You're praising Mary's name. You're praying to Mary as if she's a mediatrix. But friends, there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There is one Savior, Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, crucified for sinners. And on that cross, before He gave up His Spirit, He said, Tetelestai, Tetelestai, which means it is finished. He finished the work of redemption. He paid the price for sin. Because He was fully and eternally God, He could take eternity's wrath. He could take eternal hell in 6 hours on that Friday 2,000 years ago. Because He was fully man, He could take it in our place as our substitute. And friends, when He had finished drinking the cup of God's wrath, He bowed His head and gave up His Spirit. But before He did so, His very last word in the Greek was tetelestai, 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 which means it is finished. He finished the work of redemption once and for all. He bowed His head. He gave up His Spirit. And He ascended to sit at the right hand of the Most High. Friends, why did He sit down? Why does the book of Hebrews tell us that He sat down on the Most High? Because, friends, He had completed His work. Why does your father sit down when he comes home at the end of the day? Why does your husband sit down when he comes home at the end of the day? It's because He has completed His work, my friends. And Jesus Christ finished His work. He is the only Savior. He is the only mediator. He finished His work of salvation. He gave up His life. And on the third day, He rose again, conquering sin, Satan, and death on behalf of all those who will repent and confess Him as Lord. And then He ascended on high, and He sat down. And there He remains at the right hand of the Father. There Jesus Christ, the God, the only Savior, Jesus Christ, sits at the right hand of the Father as the one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Friends, no priest can call the Lord Jesus out of heaven. No priest can turn a wafer of bread into Jesus Christ. No priest can feed you the flesh of Jesus Christ for your redemption, to wash away your sins. No priest can sprinkle water upon you in your infancy and wash away your original sin, bringing you from death to life, regenerating the dead soul. These are the devil's priests. These are Satan's servants. Friends, search the Holy Scriptures. Search the Word of God. Read the Gospel of John. Read the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and the letter of Romans, and you will not find your priestcraft. You will not find the damnable doctrines of Rome, sacramental salvation beginning shortly after birth with your so-called baptismal regeneration. My friends, your sacraments won't save you. Jesus alone saves. Hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ in John chapter 3, verse 36. He who believes upon the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. Friends, he who believes upon the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe the Son shall not see life, for the wrath of God abides upon him. Friends, the wrath of God abides upon you even now. I counsel you to flee from the wrath of God. Flee from the lying priests who give you antichrist doctrine, who give you a false Christ in your wafer every day at Mass, who tell you to pray to and worship and adore a piece of bread instead of the true Jesus, who died once, who said to Tetelestai, who rose again, who conquered sin and death, who sits at the right hand of the Father as the only mediator even now. Oh, friends, turn from your idol of Mary. Turn from the idol of your wafer and your Mass. Turn from your idolatrous Roman Catholic Church and your Antichrist Pope and these Antichrist priests. Turn to Jesus Christ and live. Turn to Jesus Christ and find life and life abundant. Find forgiveness and mercy now and forever through the accomplished eternal redemption of Jesus Christ. Hear the simplicity of the gospel, my friends. Hear the simplicity of the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. Again, from John 3:36, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe in the Son shall not see life. Friends, you do not believe in the Son. You believe in the wafer. You believe in that piece of bread. And you worship your idol every day at Mass. And you eat your idol for a false justification, for a false salvation every day at Mass. Oh, friends, turn to Jesus Christ and live, the one true Jesus Christ. He who died, he who rose again, he who sits at the right hand of the Father, even now. He who will save you if you'll humble yourself before him. If you'll turn from your religious pride. If you'll turn from this system of dead religious works. Turn to Jesus Christ and live, my friends. While there's time. While there's time. Because time is short. Your life is brief.
Amen, brother.
Your life is one little dash between two dates that'll soon be on a tombstone.
Amen.
And friends, unless you repent of your idolatry, unless you repent of your dead system of works, righteousness, and look to Christ, you'll forever abide under the wrath of the Almighty as haters of God. Read Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 and 6. Read about that commandment that your church removed from the Ten Commandments and its doctrinal statements. No. You shall not worship any graven image, nor bow down to it, my friends, because that action is an action of hatred toward God. Turn to Christ and live, my friends.
What about Mary?
That's a good question.
We were reciting Luke chapter 1, verse 28.
Very biblical.
Mary, who said, "Hail, Ketchetema." You know Greek, right? I used to be a Protestant minister.
Sure.
I'm a Catholic.
So you went apostate, my friend.
And
you're dead in your sin.
But the Hail Mary from the Bible.
Dead in your sin.
Hail Mary, full grace, Scripture, and I did not find any evidence for solo Scripture or for solo Fide. Tell me where did we get the New Testament?
Faith comes by hearing the Word of God.
Where did we get the New Testament?
From God.
Did it come out of heaven?
No, it came as God moved along, carried along, holy men of old.
And who discerned?
God's church, not the apostate Roman Catholic Church.
Okay, when?
God's church.
When?
throughout the,
yeah, all the, Hail Mary,
the ages.
No, but
yeah,
that's not
early
right.
on. But long before they elevated Mary the co-mediatrix, long before they added one heresy, one gospel contradicting heresy after another throughout the ages. Yes, the church that God established, that Christ established, not the Roman Catholic Church, the apostate, rebel, anti-Christ church that came with the gospel. Yeah,
they
not
can,
that
they
church.
Can,
that's not Christ's church,
my
friend. And unless you repent,
find out.
No, unless you repent,
I, she's praying for us.
God the will. Sad reality, the sad reality is you're not going to see me in heaven because you'll be in hell under God's wrath as an idolater who led a great many others into hell, my friend. So turn from your sin. Turn from your idolatry. Turn to Jesus Christ.
I have. I love Jesus.
No, you hate him.
I hate him. How can you sell us in my heart?
Because you adore and worship and pray to a wafer. Just
we
like your Pope.
We don't worship.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, we don't.
You bow before it.
We honor.
You genuflect before it.
No, we don't.
You pray to it.
No, we I ask for the saints in heaven's prayers, just like I could ask for you to pray for me. Can I ask you
that, that's Mary. I pray for you. I prayed for you before I came. Absolutely.
I'm praying for you to come into full.
Because I don't want you to die in your sin.
I'm wondering what you think about
come back to the church which Jesus Christ established.
I'm in that church, my friend. The church with the true gospel.
You're a separated brother.
No, I'm not your brother. I'm not your brother because, my friend, you're a servant of the devil himself. You don't believe in Jesus. You believe in the same Jesus of Mormonism, and Jesus doesn't exist. You believe in the Jesus of the Jehovah's Witness, a Jesus that doesn't exist. They're a cult.
The Jesus I believe in.
And you're a cult, right? They have extra-biblical revelation. You have extra-biblical authoritative revelation. They have another Christ with another gospel. You have another Christ with another gospel.
The Bible came
from
the Catholic Church.
66 books. So that's one of your lies. That's one of your Catholic lies. And that's how you try to pull the carpet out from under genuine Christians, say it's our Bible, it's our, but you don't believe it. You don't believe it. The funny thing is, just like Mormonism, just like Jehovah's Witness, and just like Islam, and just like Islam, you claim to believe the Bible. What'd you say?
I said that those are our religions that put Islam.
You were the power.
Jehovah's Witnesses came around
of Jesus.
100 years, right? Mormonism, about 150.
What would Jesus say about Islam?
I am very grateful.
About Mormonism and about Jehovah's Witness. What would Jesus say about
that?
What would Jesus say about
that? Yeah, but that's not what the Bible teaches.
Okay, so let's establish
the Jehovah's Witnesses have false Christology. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is true God in the man. They don't believe in the blessing.
So you believe false Christology is bad?
Absolutely.
Okay. But the problem is you have a false Christology. You have a false Christology. You didn't give me anything. No, you only take. Satan only takes. Satan steals, destroys, and lies. He's the father of lies.
And I pray that you
don't die in your sins. Don't die in your sins. I'd love to talk to you. You don't have to flee. You don't have to flee. There's truth here. I'll be here for hours.
You can take a scripture.
You're welcome to stay. Or we can sit down sometime if you
want. We're asking St. Levin to pray for us. That's all we're doing.
I live in South Carolina.
That's not what the Bible teaches. We need to look at
a bit of a job.
But look at the apostles. What did they do? Did they grow?
But we're not having a conversation.
Did you see any mention of Mary in the Bible in terms?
Well, you're speaking, I'm speaking, you're telling me lies, and I'm telling you truth. That's a conversation. It's just not one you're enjoying, and so you want to stay along.
And you haven't given me a satisfactory answer.
Really?
I asked where the Bible came from.
It came from God. But in your rank pride, you want to give credit to the Roman Catholic Church, which is a historical fallacy and a theological fallacy. God gave the Holy Scriptures. I did, actually.
Who chose the 27 books in the New Testament and said these are inspired by God?
Right.
Or some of the other books that were written.
Yeah, let me find it.
That they said,
let's establish this first.
The church recognized that this is Holy Scripture.
Which church?
The church, Christ Church.
Which church? When?
That doesn't mean worship.
Christ Church.
When?
Throughout the ages, always. And then, yes, there were councils that met to say, yeah, this is the Word of God, that is not. These Gnostic Gospels.
The
power are not Holy Scripture.
Because you know, that the church you came from? That,
yeah, she's not up there mediating for us.
That met and chose
that's not what the
books of the Bible?
Yeah.
They didn't choose. No, God chose. God chose.
I agree, God chose.
So your Catholic church got some of the books of the Bible right. So did the Mormon church. So did the Jehovah's Witnesses. In fact, so did the Muslims, right? But that doesn't give them the authority. No, God reveals to his true church his word. And there are also some cults, like the Roman Catholic cult, like the Muslim cult, like the Mormon cult, and the Jehovah's Witness cult, who all have extra biblical revelation. They place an authority over the Holy Scriptures. You all have another Jesus, not the true Jesus, and you all have another gospel, not the true gospel. You're just the most ancient cult, and that I'll give you much credit. You're the most ancient, soul-damning cult on the planet, and you've damned more souls to hell than any other. So for that, you deserve much credit. You've been Satan's greatest tool in the history of mankind. May God grant you and everyone like you repentance. And what's worse is you're an apostate. What's worse is you weren't raised in this darkness. You left the light. You turned from the light of the gospel. Yeah, you turned from the light of the gospel. You turned from the true Jesus. And now you walk around with rosaries. And you lead your poor children to walk around with rosaries and to pray to Mary instead of God.
No, we pray to God directly to God.
No, you pray to Mary. I just heard you.
You told me what I pray to God. And I also ask. You know, we Jesus' mother, who on the cross, she said, "Behold your mother."
Was an angel. John.
John is every beloved.
No. He was leaving. He was departing the planet right after his death, burial, and resurrection.
One other question.
And he loved his mother from the cross.
Which book are you on?
I'm on Father Latin, Father Latin's track.
But no, Mary is not our mother.
Where did the Bible come from?
Nor is Mary the mother of God, as you blasphemously prayed.
Where does the Bible say that Scripture alone is truth? It says all Scripture. It does never say only Scripture. Where in the Bible does it say?
You twist Scripture just like Satan, my friend.
Yeah. Wow, that's a...
No, those are questions.
You twist Scripture just like Satan. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. The Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Not faith in the Roman Catholic Church, its priests, its popes, its sacraments. Not faith in the sprinkling of an unholy priest on an unholy baby with unholy water. It takes away no one's sins, and that wafer takes away no sin. Sir, turn to Christ and live with his God. Don't lead your children to hell following this ancient cult's teachings. Turn to Christ and live. I noticed that one preacher drove off, 200-300 cultists? You should have stayed and heard the words of life. I love you, my friends. Don't die in your sins. Turn to Christ and live. I'm not your brother. I wish I was. Turn to Christ and live. You're not my brother, but you can be.